I mean, there's not a whole lot to be said, actually. Evan spoke up after that and said a few words, but it's a reminder how, you know, how tough this game is. You know, we put our bodies on the line, our future health on the line, and tough to see with Jermichael. He was playing really well. He's you know, great friend, great teammate. He's had a very good year for us. Injuries are a part of the game, but those, you know, those are tough to see. Not being able to walk off the field, I know, is in the back of our minds, is kind of our worst nightmare.
You start the game with two touchdowns, close with two touchdowns as well. What's it like to start fast in the game and then be able to close that late like that during this
game? Well, because I'm a perfectionist, I'm focusing on kind of the in-between drives there where we had 3 points and a bunch of drives. frustrating. During those drives, we had a lot of stalls, a lot of penalties, a lot of penalties tonight. Both teams, interesting calls at times, but it was important with the rain, the ominous rain. We actually lucked out tonight with some of the rain, but we thought we had to get some points on the board early. The weather kind of held for a while, which was nice, and we were able to put together two drives at the end.
Injuries and stuff. You have to tone down your expectations a little bit just in terms of style points. Is it not always going to be pretty?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I kind of said a little bit of that this week. Hanging with us fans, it might not be the prettiest game, but you know, our defense has been playing great. They can hold teams to 13 points, and everybody they held the last 2 weeks, you know, they've been playing great. So it gives us an opportunity, especially when we're struggling, as we did for a stretch there. On offense, fourth quarter, got to go in there and finish the game off. But, you know, we're going to kind of win with defense, not turn the football over, and make the plays out of there.
How impressed were you with Jared Boykin, not just during most of the game, but in the fourth quarter especially?
I was impressed with him. I wasn't surprised. I've seen him make a lot of plays in practice. I think he's a confidence guy. He just needs some opportunities early, which we gave him. And then he made, you know, two good plays on post corners. So proud of him. I know he wished he probably would have got the first long one in, but he did a great job. He ran good routes, put his cleats in the ground, got out of his break, and made some big catches. Big catch early on a third down on our sideline, and I'm really proud of him. I think he's got a bright future for us.
It seemed like you went to him a lot early. Was that to set a tone? We're not just going to throw to Jordy or to Jermichael, we're going to spread it around? Was that a conscious effort?
It's always a conscious effort to throw it to the open guy. Tonight he was had more opportunities. Joe Hayden is one of the top corners in the league, if not the top guy. And he was on Jordy all night. Makes it a tough matchup. So I wanted to make sure Jared got some opportunities when he got going early. And Jermichael tried to feature those guys a little bit and came back to Jordy, you know, here and there throughout the game.
Mike talked about you managing the game well. Tough is it?
Did he call me a game manager?
No, he did not call you a game manager at all. That's how tough is it, though, with new guys and then Jermichael goes down, almost like blasting for the receivers there?
Well, that's how I've liked to play around here. You know, not as a game manager, but somebody who takes care of the football and gets us some good plays and good checks. There were, you know, obviously a few plays I'd like to have back. It wasn't as clean of a night for myself as I wish it would have been, but we had a few good checks in the run game. Keep some drives alive. If you look at the situational stats, we were above 50% on third down, and we were 3-for-4 in the red zone. So those are two areas we've been talking a lot about the last couple weeks, and it's nice to see it show up on the field.
With Jared, it seemed like you guys maybe weren't quite on the same page last week or whatever it was. I guess, was that a big deal with you guys this week in practice stuff?
Well, you know, I think he's a confidence guy, so we just want to make sure we got him some plays early. You know, he had, you know, a matchup we wanted to see how we could do with the matchup he had with Joe Hayden covering Jordy most of the game. And he got off to a good start. I think it was the high catch on third down that kept the drive going that I think showed myself and Mike that we can, you know, we can get him going. And he was into the game, and he was ready to make some big plays. And then you saw in the fourth quarter, he had a couple good adjustments there and some good catches after the good yards after the catch.
It seemed like he enjoyed his Lambeau leap more than most. Did he savor that moment? Did you give him any grief? grief for that? Or?
I didn't see it, actually. I was celebrating with my teammates as well. But if you don't make the leap all the way up the wall, you're going to hear about it that week, and you're going to hear about it, and everybody's going to see it on Saturday at the meeting when we show some of the highlights. I've definitely been there before after Detroit when I had that long run at home. Last year I got about a foot off the ground, and it was shown in the meeting. So there's, yeah, we like to pick and prod at our guys and have a good time. I'm sure he got all the way up there. He's an athletic guy. And if he didn't, sometimes there's a helper there to help you up.
Was the 3rd and 5 handoff to Eddie out of the shotgun? Was that one of those checks that you're talking about with Eddie that was spread out with like an audible?
Possibly, yes. Huh? Can't give away all the secrets, but possibly, yes, there was. You know, if teams are going to play us a lot of match coverage, then we have to make sure we're running the football effectively. The guys have been doing a great job up front. That was a very clean pocket tonight, and the run lanes were good. That's a good tackling football team, a good front. Would have liked to get Eddie over 100, but that's a tough team to run on.
Aaron, why does this team play so consistently well when it has injuries?
Well, I think we got a good recipe with the kind of leadership that we have. Our defense is playing really well, and that helps. We're pretty healthy on that side of the ball. And offensively, you know, we like to think if we don't turn the football over and we take care of the situational football, red zone and the third down, we should be in a good position to win the game.
Does this win a little bit more special or exciting, whatever you want to call it, considering all the obstacles with the injuries and everything else?
I mean, they're all special. I think you have to remind yourself, and you know, after a win like this, where there's, you know, it wasn't the cleanest game for us, it's tough to win in this league, and I'm proud of our guys. You know, I think there's definitely some sentiment in the locker room that the pants associated with the throwback jerseys, and the throwback jerseys are pretty good luck for us, so maybe a couple more times wearing those might not be a bad idea. Packers people.
What type of a relief is it to now be on top of the division heading into the game?
Yeah, I mean, we've played 6, they've both played 7. We're 1-0 in the division, and this is an important time for us. Back-to-back division games, back-to-back nationally televised games for us. We need to get a couple of our guys back if we can. And, you know, I thought it was a good night for, obviously, Jarrett, Miles to get some action, make a catch. We just got to get those guys ready to play. And we know what kind of environment it is in Minnesota, and it's going to be a tough challenge.